Well, know that I'm the worst interviewer in the world, so I'm not going to do like an interview, but he is going to make his noise. Let's have your noise first. That's very good. I'm most impressed with that, because all I can do is... Which is, you can't do that, right? Can you do that?
I can do that.
That's pretty good. You've got this
start
book.
A group.
We could very easily. It's on my next LP, that, in fact. It's kind of boring after when you get to the second side, because there's not much else I can do. These books that you do anyway, because you always have, like, a notebook with lots of drawings and things in it. How many of these do you fill up? How many of these do you do a day?
Well, I do that one a day.
A whole book?
I've been known to do as much as three.
Right, so the other day, when we were having coffee, Zutol Nolle said that you got... you've got something like 55...
novels.
55 full length novels. And are they ever going to get published?
Oh, yes. I'm going to... Well, that's one reason why I'm over here. Other than to play music, I'm over here to... find a publisher for, over here.
He's going to publish all 55 at once.
I don't think they'll do that.
But if you've written 55, how long does it take you to write one?
Not very long. I've many times written a book a night.
A book a night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The Book a Night Club.
He was also saying that you got, like, thousands of other songs on tapes. And I remember the last time you were here, when I had more time to drift around and watch what you were doing, you used to say, every time I saw you, you'd say, what about this? I've just written this new song. And you'd write a new song about every 5 minutes, and you're still writing that many songs.
Oh, yeah. Today I must have done at least 20.
And are any of them going to get recorded, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I have done a few, especially over here, that I know I'm going to record.
Yeah?
Because I like the idea of no guns. It makes me feel a lot freer. It relieves that pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of scary to think you could walk out of a studio into another studio with John Wayne and... you know what I mean? Not John Wayne, but a John Wayne.
Yeah. There's a lot.
I'll be glad when John Wayne's.
Have you been to Belgium? Have you done any gigs in Belgium? Because there, the police have machine guns.
I know. Yeah, I did one over there, but I told them before I went on that they'd have to let in all their barrels.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let's see. Are you going to play some harmonica for us? Because you said you might.
Sure.
Okay. Find you.
I'm a ham and I want to play. Let me find the right key here. Oh, I'll just grab it.
Because when I spoke to you last week, you said you were going to come down to the BBC and sing Easter Parade. And I know Easter's over. Are you going to sing Easter Parade? Or do you not remember the words? I don't remember the words.
You know what? I don't remember the words.
But... Okay. Well, we'll play another record now then and try and remember the words of Easter Parade. These are the Beach Boys. In fact, the interesting things, what always happens when you've got somebody in the studio, is that the things you talk about off the air are really much more interesting than things that you talk about on the air. Because that's right, though, isn't it?
I know, that's true.
Because I always feel, even before, I've been doing radio programs for 9 years, and I'm always still nervous before I do a program and before I start talking, because there's, like, an audience out there, you, in fact, that we can't see. And it makes you nervous, too, doesn't it?
Sure it does. I've, That's why, my goodness. I mean, like, how do you, your own imagination imagines people out there, and, right. and they certainly aren't as nice as the real people that are out there.
No, that's
and,
right.
And it can scare you.
I got a lot of very nice letters that make you think, well, okay, it's worth carrying on. But then you get a lot of very strange letters, too. I mean, you must attract more strange letters than any other man in the world, I think.
You know, I don't say Liberace attracts more, but the thing is that I do run a close second, I'm sure.
Well, being second to Liberace is pretty good, I'd say. I wouldn't mind being second to Liberace in anything. But do you find that people take lines out of your songs? And I mean, I think a lot of people miss the point that a lot of what you write is funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, people take it very seriously.
Oh, well, they do.
Very academic about it.
And put their whole life, like you were saying, build their whole life around. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. I write something in 5 minutes, and the next thing is turned into a whole essay or something like that about it. But I'm just joking, you know, like mainly humor is the whole thing that I've been doing, and everybody thinks I'm a real heavyweight.
Right. Well, I found it, you know, the first time you came over here, and that was, what, about 1968, 69, and I hired a little car, and I used to drive you to all of those gigs, and I was really frightened. I was really frightened of you then.
Oh, stop.
No, that's right, because I thought, now, this guy is really weird, and he's going to say and do things that I don't understand, you know, and that I'm going to have to try and keep up with him. And it's only really the last couple of times you've been here that I've found out that you're just... Like, I mean, you talk about cars, you know, that's all right.
I'm absolutely normal. I've got a 72 Stingray. I have a wife.
Right.
I'm far out enough to enjoy the sex opposite from me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's far out.
That's
people nowadays.
Right,
think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I throw pretty fire into the fireplace, you know, and... I don't roast, I roast brown sugar marshmallows. That's for all the organic fans.
Oh, that's good. We better have another record. Here's Bob Dylan for you.
She's got everything she needs.
You like that?
Oh, yeah, man, there's timing, you know, like, not quite Muhammad Ali, but nice.
You like, yeah, that's funny, because I mentioned that on the radio about Muhammad Ali. What do you think about Muhammad Ali?
I think that he's done more for music than anybody of his time.
Do you send him all of your records?
Oh, yeah.
But he's never acknowledged it.
Well, you know, like, I do it through the record company.
Yeah.
That may be why he hasn't acknowledged it.
Could easily be, knowing record companies.
I can't afford the postage. No, I'm kidding. I can. And I would do that, but it's, you know, like, I live way up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And they say they live in Burbank.
Right.
And,
So you admire Muhammad Ali, but wait, who else?
John Lee Hooker, for sure, and Lightning Slim. You.
That's very good of you.
always have. Even when I was crazy, I knew I liked it. When I was 7 personalities for myself.
I remember that. That was the first time you came over. And the first gig I took you to was in Kidderminster. I don't know if you know that.
Of course I remember that.
That's right. Sure. It was Frank Freeman's dancing school.
Yeah, and I remember that. Frank Freeman.
That's right.
I remember also trying to find a pair of those corduroys.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting that fellow on the street with that great accent.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I don't remember that.
And I remember your car, you know, like almost getting a flat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so I wasn't that crazy, aren't
you? No, you weren't. You weren't that crazy. Are you going to come again next year? Because, I mean, it's... That you come the last couple of years.
Sure. Now that I have sort of taken over the steering wheel, I'm going to be able to come over here whenever I like. Like, I used to try to see if I couldn't get the record company to do something, but now I realize that they've already done something.
Yeah.
And they didn't do what I wanted them to.
Where else? Well, let's have a look and just see where else you've got to go. What's the day today? It's the... What is it today, the 24th?
It's the day after the colored egg.
That's right. I had purple eggs myself. Very handsome pair of eggs. So tomorrow you're Bradford. That's a good town, Bradford. You'll like Bradford. Then Thursday's Wolverhampton, Friday Preston, Saturday Newcastle. Now there's another good town.
I like that one.
Yeah, because you did a good one in Newcastle last time. Then Monday the 30th, Nottingham, and then in May. You've got a lot more to do. You know?
I had to buy off the sheriff or whatever the last time I played it.
That's right. Then on the 1st of May, which is a Tuesday, in fact it's next week, Leicester University. Then Wednesday's Leeds University, Thursday Oxford.
They better not analyze me.
No, we better not.
No, they'd better not. You know what I mean? Like at those universities.
Yeah, that's well. You'll get a lot of that. You'll get people coming up to you and saying, this big-eyed beans from Vietnam. I see this as being a message trying to explain to mankind the problems. And they'll do that. You know?
I know, and I'll tell them.
What will you tell?
Be kind, man. Don't be mankind.
Okay, let's have another record. Oh, that's the wrong microphone. Let's get another record on it. Now, that's one of my all-time favourites, that, actually, from the Big Three, who recently reformed in one way or another. And that was just the B-side of a single they did. And the A-side was If You Ever Change Your Mind, and that was You've Got to Keep It Underhand. A bit scratched because it's been played a lot, but you like that, eh?
I like the guitar, the way he held the note so long.
That's really good. I can't even remember what the name of the guitarist was. Doubtless people were writing and telling.
Good guitarist.
Yeah. Did you like that better than... Because you heard Little Jimmy Page earlier on. Did you prefer that? Or what did you think about that?
Well, I'd actually prefer the guitar on this, you know, because I can't see any reason to go through all of those jungle gym theatrics. I mean, the intellectualism on an instrument that could never possibly be mastered or played anyway, because you have to have six fingers. There's very few people with six fingers.
Yeah,
that's not all that, man. So why not just play what feels good?
That's right, because people feel that playing stuff that's complicated is better than playing stuff that's good.
Recently, my group has gotten out of that.
Yeah.
Now, it took me 7 years to get a group that didn't want to be complicated.
Yeah. So who's in the group at the moment? Because not everybody will be able to see the band on the tour. So
well, Alex Guitar St. Clair came back, who was on Safe as Milk. Zoot Horn Rollo is on guitar. Rockette Morton on bass and guitar, and Ed Marimba on drums, and Odie Horn on bass. And occasionally I'm there, too.
Yeah, you occasionally pop in from time to time. Hi there, everybody. Great to be with you this evening. Got a knockout show. Anyway, but it's a good band, isn't it? And it's you're enjoying it more now. Right?
Oh, they're very good. I mean, they're not only that, but they're good people. I mean, they look eye to eye to the audience. They don't try to come down with sparkling glitter hoists or any kind of nonsense like that. I mean, they're right there on the floor being what they can be, which is a human being that's trapped by gravity. And there's no way to get away from it. I don't care how big you blow your head up or what you do, you're going to always... put your foot back down, you know, and you may as well leave it there, you know, and play.
Right. Well, they're a good band, and I'm glad you could come this evening, and I wish we could have talked a bit more, because but maybe people will get the idea that you're just a nice bloke and not all that weird after
No, I'm not. Well, listen, I enjoyed it, too. Thank you.
Okay, here's some more music.
You tell-